Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian state media reporting dozens of families have been fleeing the besieged city of Aleppo after government forces opened a humanitarian corridor. Meantime, the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State forces has reported more airstrikes on a key city outside of Aleppo, where militants have been fighting to retain control of the city's center. The special U.N. envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says the situation in Aleppo is getting worse.
The situation is extremely serious, no doubt. There is probably, we heard, 2 to 3 weeks of supply. And in view of the bombing of the warehouses, medical facilities, bakeries, and the need of treating wounded people when, in fact, the facility, medical facilities are being hit, the humanitarian situation is getting more and more concerning. The city is de facto besieged because it is almost militarily completely encircled.
Russia had proposed opening up 4 corridors to be administered by Russian and Syrian government forces to allow civilians and fighters willing to lay down their weapons to leave rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Reports are saying that Al-Shabaab attacked the Somali police force's criminal investigations headquarters in the capital Mogadishu. Witnesses said at least 3 people were walking in the road were killed, but the death toll could rise. Somali internal security minister said on his Twitter account that 3 Al-Shabaab fighters who tried to storm the building after the explosions were killed by security forces. This is VOA News. 2 weeks after a failed coup attempt in Turkey caused an upheaval in military ranks and throughout much of the government, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan may be slowly easing some of the purges instituted. More than 750 soldiers arrested since the coup attempt are being released. Another 1,700 military personnel have been dishonorably discharged. A faction of the military commandeered tanks, helicopters, and fighter jets and attempted to take over the government on July the 15th. Clashes during the short-lived coup attempt killed more than 235 people. Russia's Federal Security Service says the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. The FSB said the virus and the way the networks were infected bear similar characteristics to the software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who's suspected of doing the attacks, but the announcement came after recent reports of Russian actors carrying out cyber attacks on parts of the U.S. Democratic Party. The Kremlin has denied any involvement. U.S. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is continuing a bus tour, making campaign stops in the state of Pennsylvania, where she spoke with supporters about the challenges facing the U.S., including efforts by some to make international trade deals.
And we're going to say no to unfair trade deals. We're going to stand up to China. We're going to support our steel workers, our auto workers, our homegrown manufacturers. I feel strongly about this, and I need your help. I need your ideas about how we're going to do this.
In an emotional speech at the Democratic National Convention last week, Khizr Khan, the father of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq, praised his son and criticized Republican candidate Donald Trump. Khan said under Trump's proposed immigration policies, his family would never have been allowed to come to the U.S. Trump responded to Khan in an interview on ABC television, refuting Khan's assertions and wondering why Khan's wife stood by silently while her husband spoke at the convention. Mrs. Khan said she was too distraught over her son's death to speak. Pope Francis has condemned what he called the devastating wave of terrorism and the effects of war. He spoke near the end of his visit to Poland. He said, once and for all, may we realize that nothing justifies the shedding of a brother's or sister's blood, that nothing is more precious than the person next to us. Pope Francis was speaking in the city of Krakow, where hundreds of thousands came out to see him.
That's the latest world news from VOA.